Hello guys, we're back at it again. It's Agape Restoration Center Christian Army Podcast. And as always, we're glad to have you as our audience. And to today, you're having me as your host, Pepela John. And together with us is a very special guest. We know you've had her so many times as your host, but today you've decided to shift the paradigms. So together with us is our sister, and she's going to talk to us about her life, about her experiences. And we shall see how we shall be challenged and how we shall be built from our experience. And so welcome so much. We are glad to have you. Can you please just introduce yourself and tell us about you?
My name is Kipsongok Chebet. Popularly known as Elwin to some people. So Elwin is my first name. So yeah, that was a name given to me by my dad, and it means good friend, which actually is nice. Chebet is a daughter, a friend, a sister, an auntie. So that is basically what it is. Also, Chebet is a Christian. I love God. I was saved in 2018. Probably the rest of the years, I just used to go to church. Kwa sababu mamangu alikuwa ananilazimisha niende church. So apart from that, I am a lupus warrior and also an activist for people living with autoimmune disorders. Currently diagnosed with about six or seven different kinds of autoimmune conditions. Chebet is a teacher, a writer, a blogger. I sing, I'm a makeup artist, I'm a fashion enthusiast, I am a baker, I love to cook, and the list is endless because I'm a versatile person.
Because there are some stuff that I know about you that you haven't even mentioned. I can attest that the list is endless.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you are Christian. And before that, I just recently learned, because all the time I usually know when I talk to Chebet, keeps on going. I learned that like 3 days ago. Anyway, so you mentioned you're Christian, and you mentioned you're born again in 2018. So can you just tell us a little bit about the experience outside being a Christian and the experience being Christian after 2018?
Well, again, story in therefore. Growing up, so I grew up with a single mom, because my mom was widowed when she was 28, I was 3, my brother was 1, my sister was 8, so that was like 96. So like living with mom, we used to call her Simbawa Yuda, because basically that woman was everything you could say a strict parent was. We were required to go to church, whether you liked it or not, to keep on going to Amapana. And so I would go to church, let's say to just warm the benches and fill the church, because one thing is my mom and one in the church. So like high school life, I can't say I was the easiest child. Me knew when I was a particular noisemaker, suspension list, everything. So I was everything, like you know, they always say the second born is the hardest child. I know it was the hardest child, and it wasn't that easy. So I went to campus. I was actually 18 while I was in first year. I had just turned 18, so nilienda campus na birth certificate. Me kufika campus, it was like, mama yuko, it's just me, there's no one who's gonna take care of me, I do what I want to do. So I didn't go to church. Okay, the times I went to church in Kampo are like very countable, because I could kwa lazima. Sikuenda CU, sikufanya biashara yote. I was just in school. I was even ashamed to admit that I was a Christian. So in campus, kuna peer pressure. Chebet drank alcohol. I know most of my family have never had that. I drank alcohol. Nilienda dunda. Like, you know, I was just being a typical girl, free from my home. So nilienda dunda, nilifanya hiyo biashara yote nyeneza fanyika campus. So that was me until 2015. I was supposed to be in fourth year. So come 2014 ikimalizia attachment, so I was in pika, and then I was like, nilikuwa na skin enye ilikuwa inakaa kuban. So, and then I had tanned light skin. So like year 2014 kupita home, my sister is like, Chebet, have you bleached yourself? And I'm like, no, you can see I'm using Vaseline. So I was not the kind of expensive girl that you think. So natumia to Vaseline. And she's like, oh, okay, sawa. 2015, nikaenda shule, nika, like in February, I lost my grandmother and I came back home. So, and then after that, that is when I started becoming sick. There was a lot of in-betweens here. I did believe in God and everything, but so unajua kunakuanga na kale ka timeline umejikia nitakufa nini nini. So I did not die. That was 2015 me double, but I was just like, ah, I did not die, so it's just okay. So 2016 nikarudi campus, in nikarudi shule in September, I think nilimalizia shule 2017 July, because there was a strike in between. Nikakuja home, got a new doctor, nini nini. 2018 now, since nimeona sijakufa, just like I was like, oh, I need to get saved, I need to admit it, not because I'm going to church, not because of my mom, but now because I have seen what God can do. So 2018 I went back to church. The end of the year I was like, I have finished the whole year, it has been a bit easier than it was before, so I think I need to like start doing something for God. So we have this tradition in my church, uko home, like you write a paper for whatever you, for whatever prayers you want God to do for you that year. So I think I wrote two prayers. One was work for God. I did not specify where. And then the second, I don't remember the second, because, okay, anyway, it got fulfilled. So after fast. So the first Sunday, wanafunzi wameenda shule. And I am like, so the kumbaka praise and worship wameenda shule, so I'm a back to mmoja. So I was like, let me back up na ile tu sauti yangu. By then I used to lose my voice, because actually my esophagus ilikuwa imekuwa ndogo. So I just became the backup, because there was no one else, so you just need to stand in the gap. So akaimba akafika somewhere akachoka, and akanipitisha microphone. I sang like I have never sang before.
And it was 20.
That was 2019 January, because I just like told God, I want to work for you. So I did not specify, and the calling he gave me was to be a praise and worship person.
So that has been your journey, where most of it has been before you were born again, before 2018.
Yeah.
And there's something you mentioned. You mentioned that 2015, you planned and set a time for yourself. Can you expand on that?
Okay. So, like I told you, my grandmom passed on.
Yeah.
So, and then I went back to school, I think, for a week, and then came back home because I was sick. Nikakuja, nikaenda hospitali. They did tests and everything, and hakuna kitu inaonekana. So I think at some point kind of a doctor fulani alikuwa anachapanga watu na nyundo huko kwa knuckles, kwa joints.
Nyundo.
Yeah, there's a caraba hammer they use for people with arthritis. So we did a test for arthritis, so which came out positive, and now I was told I have rheumatoid arthritis. I was overdosed on steroids. So that like year 2015. And apewa dawa, then they used to like have a side effect here, migraines. So one, nimeanza ku lose weight, I am not eating well. So depression ikanichapa. Nikachukua simu, nikaingisha kwa maji, because I wasn't like in that mood. I didn't want to explain to someone what I was going through. So nikachukua simu, nikaingisha kwa maji. And that phone died. So this is a time, sina appetite, silani. Ninaoshwa, ninachaniwa nywele. Ukinipeleka nje kwa jua ni keti. Now niache, that is where you would find me, because you had to like kunibeba, because everything was not working out. So because of these, whatever, the things that were going on, I was depressed. So I remember I was sitting with my mom. Remember the relatives are not coming in to help. Things are becoming hard. We used to like depend on, we have some rental houses somewhere. So your time, like here rental houses, like iko katikati, but now upepo ikakuja ikabeba mabati.
Well,
that was one. And then we used to have a cow, we had a cow that was giving birth, and that was where we were like thinking at tapata maziwa, like ina time inaza dogi ikakula, like, yeah,
ikakula
ngombe.
What?
So that cow died anyway. And then I am here now, I am sick. Naona vitu haziendi. So at some day I'm just like seated with mom and one of our friends. And I was like, mom, nitakufa mwezi wa sita. Like, I did not have a problem. I was just like not afraid.
So you are inspired by this?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah, I was like, mom, nitakufa mwezi wa sita. Mutaninunulia coffin ya white. And my mom's like, shindwe. And I'm like, asini ukweli. Because, you know, paulani, I used to like survive on 1 hour sleep. Sikuli. I used to just want food cooked by my mom. Ningekuwa rice. Afya rice nakula vijiko mbili and I'm done. So I think there was a lot going on.
So at that moment when you're passing through on that, did anything occur to you? I mean, did like anyone reach to you and talk to you about God and such things and give you like hope through the message of God?
No.
What?
Chaniseme ukweli. Watu wa Catholic walikuwa wakuja kuniombea. But now, you know, you're going through depression. And at some point, I remember I told people there's no God. Because I was feeling like this is just too much for one person to go through. So, one thing that ilikuja sasa ikani toa from God. Like people from my church would come and visit and then wanaenda kugossip inje. So I remember in this particular case, there's a woman who came, prayed and did whatever, alafu akaenda. So hiyo wiki, the thing that was ilikuwa inatamani chevet, akona vinonda, kwa mgongo, I don't remember. Yeah, it was just like a lot of things. So I was like, if a Christian can just gossip about me and I'm a sick person, what would they do to a person they don't know? So at that point, I was just like, ata sayi Mungu aishi, because actually now there's no word of hope.
So instead of encouraging you, they made you far away from
it. Yes, and that is what I realized. When someone is in deep trouble, people love to talk. And they talk in a very negative way.
So fast forward to 2018, we got saved. And so experience after umeokoka sasa, how were you dealing with this? Because this is another story that I'm going to ask you about, the conditions that you talked about. But just generally, how is the experience? How do you like handle yourself? Have me. I'm at the prop. This is and God just in the end.
So, before even we get to 2017, so 2016, nilikuwa nimeanza kurudi church because unarudi church. Okay, it's church. Ni custom. Yakwenu. So that day I come to church. In fact, I was so late to make a... I used to love sitting on the back bench. And then our bishop is like, before he preached, I was like, I had a vision. And in the vision, I saw a hand with a quill. Manjo yung kia nungu nungu, a porcupine. And it was writing. And he said, I asked God what it meant. There are days I have lived, like generally, una kuja hosi leo kesho kesho kutwa. Kuna siku nimeenda hosi on a Wednesday. And the doctor says you have to have a colonoscopy and endoscopy.
And what did I name it?
Other than
endoscopy.
Colonoscopy and endoscopy, yeah. So
endoscopy.
It's just like basically wana kuingisha camera in the tummy from the mouth and whatever. And it is Wednesday. And then I ask him, he says he wants it by Friday. And then nikapenduka nikamuuliza, how much is it? Akaniambia 150,000. From where? Inatoka wapi? Mamangu wafanyi kazi. Even whatever my sister gets is very kidogo. So I had friends. My friends were nichangia, I think 70,000 in 2 days.
That was amazing.
And then my sister's company also came through. And we did it, but not on a Friday. We did it on a Tuesday. So
maybe before you even go far, we know most of us, and I'm sure kila mtu atakubaliana, most of us don't even know anything about who us. We just had to like recently what we get our dream, what it's like to live with lupus. Can you give us like kidogo tu tuambie lupus ni nini, how does it affect you and all that?
So in the easiest manner, the way I will explain it to be so easy, it's just basically my immune system fighting me. So it's just my body fighting against itself. So the white blood cells would see anything in your body as a threat. So for some of the people, it will affect their kidneys. For some of the people, it will affect their heart, their liver, their eyes. Mine mostly did this, the skin and the muscles. So I actually regained... Okay, I lost like 80% of my muscles. Right now, I have gained like 35% back. So I still deal with balance. So lupus leaves you susceptible to other autoimmune conditions. So the first diagnosis was lupus scleroderma, which deals with the skin, also an autoimmune condition. And then I had myositis, basically. Polymyositis, basically to do with your lymphs. So my lymphs had failed. So like I, right, even up to now, I still struggle doing my hair. Like walking for a long time, I have very bad balance. So those were the first three diagnoses. So after that, I was also diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is chronic pain and fatigue. And I was diagnosed with, I think the last diagnosis was chronic gastritis. That is what was causing me not to eat, and that's why I needed the colonoscopy and endoscopy. Yeah, so
that's pretty much five of them already.
Five, yeah. And I feel like...
Talked about depression.
Yeah, last year I was diagnosed actually with post-traumatic stress disorder last year. Yes.
Well, that, I feel like that's a lot to handle. You know, for those who don't know her, when you look at her, you can't tell because she has a very strong aura and she's always talking and speaking. You can't even know that she's going through all this stuff. So tell me, how do you even manage to have this strong aura and this strong personality, a strong will, despite the fact that there's a lot of things are surrounding you that the diseases and these conditions?
Ushaisikia hiyo time yenye unasema ni God manze. Kweli ni God.
I mean, usually very amazing. Because many of things I mean to refine it even a cabinet. No, I just want to hear how do you manage?
Let me tell you, it's not easy. So that's the first thing. It's not easy. It's never gonna be easy, because acha nikwambia unamkanga asubuhi hiyo siku unasikia mpaka nywele inakuuma ama kuja, everything, you feel like bugs are crawling on you, you feel nauseated, you are just everything, you're diarrheaing and everything. So the first thing I think I do is I let God into my story. I let God walk this journey with me. And yeah, he's. It's really funny how you come from not caring about God to just trusting and knowing that if I let God, He will fill me with the grace to continue. So that's the first thing. The second thing I came to is I believe in myself. I can't say I love myself. I'm in love with myself, because sometimes I think people will love you according to how you treat yourself.
Yes.
So I put myself first. Sometimes I'll tell you, let's meet, and then I just like call you and tell you, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Because first thing, I come first. So if I feel very off, I will not come. And then I started letting other people into my story. I know I've had bad experiences from heartbreak. People just letting you walk your journey, they're family, but you're walking alone. So I started letting people into my journey. And then I also, like, I think when I started writing my blog, because I let myself be vulnerable, I think a lot of people reached out. I have had a support group, people living with the same autoimmune conditions, which actually for me has built me and has made me see life in a different way. I see myself blessed because I am able to afford my medicine. But in my support group, I think ata sahi nikikaa hivi, I know someone does not have medicine. Unasikia mtu anakuambia, come up on azathioprine, come up on a prednisone, or if you have extra HCQs, if you, like, it's just like in the morning I wake up and I'm like, oh God, I wish I would have a chemist so that I give these people meds. But it has made me come to realize that as much as I am sick, I think I'm grateful for being sick, because at least just that way I can understand what people are going through, and I'm able to advocate and create the advocacy that another person cannot be. And someone asked me, how come you are not afraid to let your story, you just write? And I told them, I am healing in public so that person who wants to heal in private can heal. Like, I do it because I want to hear someone say, just because of you, I didn't quit.
That's powerful. That's powerful. So you talked about the Christian community and back. And so after, like, because you say that you got born again and then you went to church. So has the Christian family be of any support to you in this journey, like in any way?
Right now I'm very vocal. If you talk about me in a way that I don't feel comfortable, I'll just tell you, John, I feel like you crossing your boundaries. Please just learn. That's the first thing I do. I have gotten a lot of support from my bishop back at home in his family. They're always calling. They're always wanting to talk about it. My church has also been very open about it. And they ask about how I'm doing, which like right now, it really means a lot. Since mom died, like the church has just come through for me in ways you cannot expect. You just say that.
You know, that's amazing. That's amazing. And another thing that you've also mentioned is depression. And of late, I've had a lot of friends that are succumbing to depression. And you've told me you have PTSD. Is it also depression?
Yeah, PTSD is basically post-traumatic stress disorder. I think also from, I had depression that I did not embrace. So meaning basically I did not go for counseling or something like that. I think I just assumed I'm a poor sour. And then for some time. So last year, after I lost mom, I think in almost this season, there's a week I lost three friends, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So by the time in Africa's Sunday, that was just like, that was last year. And remember, this is a Christian girl. I was like, I'm in Nakufa. So I have my dad's cousin. We're very close. So I'm like, I know that you I just like told him, this idea email yako. I wrote my own eulogy that night.
That was last year?
Last year. Like, almost this time. So, I think it's 1 year. So, after I just wrote my eulogy, nikamaliza, I reached out to some friends. I don't know what I was even thinking. So, like, ile nimewa text, and I even posted it on my status. So, I had two people reach out to me. So, like, kwa hiyo process, nikaenda nika buy wine, just the outside the gate. And then, like you know, the box wines. Yeah. I chugged like this. Now, jeni memeza. So, yun memeza at a depressant. So, when you chug wine, like it's a liter. You're not stopping. You're just like chugging your wine. So, nimekuwa high. And then, like, I started crying. I remember one of my friends just told me to bed, pray. So, just told me, don't have faith. So, but he prayed for me over the phone. So, niliamka the next day, nisi kukufa. Stayed 2 days and then I went down to Mombasa because I felt I needed a break. And then when I was in Mombasa, I called my sister's friend, she's called Colleen, and told her, Colleen, I'm in a very bad state. Could you kindly please look for a therapist for me? So I come back from Mombasa and nikaona Nairobi haishiki. Kasema acha niende Ushago. So nikaenda Ushago. I started my therapy. But still, I had episodes of crying. Like, I'll just... machozi tu inatoka, I am feeling down, I am going through everything. So, I am crying. So, mostly if you find me crying, I'll be chatting with my therapist. So, at some point, my colleague was like, Ash, you're not in a position, you're not in a safe space right now. I know you wake up, you see your loved one's grave, and then it's a trigger. So is it possible that you come and stay with me? So I go and stay with Colleen, still go for therapy. But now with Colleen, yes, I had my episodes of crying, but still, it was so easy to connect myself because there was no big trigger. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So what I'm getting from your stories is that despite the fact that there are many things that you're going through, and you're also strong in a way, there are those moments that you feel like everything is tumbling down and everything is like falling down on you. And so, kwa hizo time, how do you fight? How do you reconnect yourself as we stand up to be the way you are?
So, I think
you can also tell us about your time in your will you feel like happened. Wish apart from your screen, you're not 500.
So I have had a lot of moments, but the one that stands out was so before after I got my diagnosis of fibromyalgia, I had never heard about that. So niliamka, I was feeling so bad. My body was like,
just hearing on the terms, I'm just so scared.
Fibromyalgia is chronic pain. So hiyo siku nimeamka, I was feeling so much pain. I was nauseated. So I think I just got a mouthful of tea. So I slept on the sofa, and my sister calls my pain physician. So I have a pain physician. She's called Julie. She works at Kimberley Hospice and Living Room Hospital in LD. My sister takes me to Julie. And Julie sees me and says, I cannot prescribe anything for her. She has to go to a hospital and get checked because she's chronically ill. So they weka mi kwa gari. So remember, kwetu hatuna gari, so my uncle had to give her his gari. So in the car, and they have to put pillows. And ikigonga bumps, it's so painful. And I just like, I had recently like, sikuwa nimekuwa that strong in faith. So I was like, I am a Christian and yet I'm going through all this. Why can't God see that I am so done fighting? Anyway, tukaenda hosi. So by the time we get to the hospital, my blood pressure is 200.
Wow.
200, I think, over 150 or something. It was so bad. So I remember the doctor is like telling my family, afadhali tupate ugonjwa kuliko tusipate ugonjwa. Have you ever heard that term? So anyway.
That's new.
Anyway, nilipimwa. Hakuna ugonjwa. And the doctor is like, we might have to admit her. And I was like, yeah, admission tena. Nikule chakula ya hospitali. I'm like in the bed and I'm like, hey, God, me, I'm sleeping in my bed today. I am not getting admitted. What if I go and ask to go to hospital again? Where will she get the best care? People are there planning about how I'm getting admitted. Me, I'm crying and telling God. No, I think they're imagining that I'm crying because of pain. We say me want to imagine to go to hospital. We know the way that smell of the hospital, the way it smells. So I've had moments like those, and then I'm like, no, mine is not a prayer anymore. It's a conversation. I'm just like telling God, no, I've gotten it. Nimefika mwisho. I need to go back home, or I need peace, and I need strength.
And I read something about what you just said when you said today I'm lazima nilale home and nilala home.
Yeah,
I read that all fiction, and it's just clear that most of the time Mungu anakupatia a way out.
Yeah,
after you pray to God na kutusikia. And most likely is that most of the time you usually talk to your God. And at a time when I feel very low, you usually come out strong as you are.
I think, when you start having that relationship with God, I know most of us are just Christians, but you don't have that relationship with God. I think I've had a relationship with God where most of the time, the Bible verses that just like, utakumbuka, I am not so good with the Bible, but there are some things that stand out for me, like Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then it's in the Bible, they see, I am the conqueror. The Lord will not let me do something. And then there's, the Lord will make pastures for me, it's like by his stripes we are healed. His grace is sufficient. I think I've had places where I'm just like speaking those words, not because I know the Bible, but because that is where I gain my strength from. That is where I remind God that, it's hard, but you have to come through.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So probably there are people who are living in the conditions that you're living with at the moment, and they're going to listen to this. And maybe they don't even know how to start. Maybe some of them don't even know they're living in the conditions. So how would you like to talk to them? How would you like to pray about them?
So yeah, I've gotten posts from Facebook. And when I get such a post, I will send you a message directly. I will give you my number so that you can reach out. If ata kama naona nika ugona depression, you just need someone to talk to, I'll give you my number. And then so probably most of the time someone will even approach me and ask me what they're dealing with. Like, I have a relative going through this and this. And I will always like tell them, you need to see such and such a doctor. Where are you? If it's Kisumu, if it's a lawyer. I think at some point I got to knowing where every doctor was, and send them. So most of the time I'll just tell people, reach out, and then at least from there, you can add like in the groups, in the support groups we have, because in our support groups, you'll find that we have a lot of people who are very willing to talk about their stories and are willing to work with you. And then sometimes, unataka kwenda hospitali, you don't have cash. We're not an NGO. Yes, we are an NGO, but we don't have funding. But at the end of the day, saa zingine tunachanga, yes, we have little. Utapata mtu mwingine anatoa 50, mwingine anatoa 100, mwingine sijui ngapi. But at the end of the day, you'll have gotten the support you need to go to the hospital to get your test, to get medicine. And then from there, we'll just tell you to talk about it. Even if you're feeling like hautaki kuongea kwa group, talk to someone. You know, talking to someone is really hard. And then I just realized, everyone is going through something. As much as it's not sickness, kuna kitu nye mtu anapitia. Siwezi jua ni nini, labda ni heartbreak, labda ni you feeling just loss, death, loss of a loved one, such stuff. So I'm always thinking, everyone is going through something and we have to be kind. I think, you know, I think the society right now is not that kind. Mm. Even just judging from our social media, I remember one day I posted a video. And someone was just like, I had the guts to tell me, now we're fora. Mwako shuwa kwa sawa. Mina nikabuliza, kuna chakula yako ilipotea. By then I was just rude. But you know, there's a way you can ask me, why do you look different, sir? You know, with prednisone, by the unakula. And then they also make you puffy. So yeah, I know I look chubby, but sometimes I'm just like, ah, ini prednisone. I mean, fanya nika gain weight, but sometimes I just tell God, people, it's grace of God. So there's a way that people are not kind, but I just realized the bullies are the ones that are going through a lot, but they're trying to hide it behind their words and actions.
Yeah, that's very true. Because most of the time, they say that the dog that barks the most is usually the weakest.
Yeah.
So the people hide behind words and behind the words that they are speaking. That a lot of insecurities, a lot of problems that they are going through.
Yeah.
And also, you've talked about depression, and you mentioned how you decided to become vulnerable and share out your story. So I think you can agree with me that part of helping yourself avoiding these kinds of depressions and stuff is letting yourself be understood, sharing out your ideas, and expecting.
Actually, what I always tell someone is embrace your pain. And go through it. Don't fight against it. You know, just it's okay. It's okay to grieve your health. It's okay to grieve your healthy body. It's okay to grieve your loved ones, because there's no proper way to grieve. But when you're going through all those emotions, it's a way that you're learning what you can go through and come out strong. It's a way of like achieving whatever you feel is not achievable. When we just let yourself be in that moment.
Yeah, I've read a book and it has a very funny name. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving.
Something, yeah, I know. I haven't read it.
It's a very cool, I think Kuski or something. He was a writer. And then every time he would write a piece and get it out, nobody would want it. So everybody will tell them, you're a loser. There's no way you can make it right in these kinds of stuff. So he decided to embrace it. At some point, akaona, ai, sitawahi make it. So akaitwa na mtu fulani, when he was like, also a loser in that field. Akaambia, kuja tufanye kazi. So he had two options. He either aache kuandika for good, aende atafute kazi nyingine na make a name, or aendelee kuandika na baki kuwa loser, because kila mtu amemjua hivyo. And so he decided, let me embrace my failure. Let me continue being a writer, because I love writing. And so he started writing. And right now he sold over 500 million copies.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't see a chase for greatness. I just embraced my failure. Then you can lay a kuandika your failure, and that's how I came out of it.
Yeah.
So I really agree with you.
Mm.
And so you're talking about organizations. So is there a specific organization that these people can reach out to, or a specific person that these people can reach out to, or maybe is there a community that is out there that wanaweza wakafika huko wakasaidike?
So we have right now I'm in three groups. So one is called scleroderma, lupus and other autoimmune disorders. It's CLAD. So it was started by one lady called Anne Lillian. She's in the States, and she knew there's a lot that is yet to be achieved about lupus. So still, it's not like in Kenya alone that we are behind it on matters concerning autoimmune disorders. It's everywhere. So we have that, and so we sell merchandise like hoodies, t-shirts, just to support that one person who's not able to give or like have the medical care they receive. And also we have get-togethers for all of us, you know, just coming together and seeing yourself in ways like, you know, it's so funny because kuna mwenye atakuja, most of us have lost, how would I put it? Like me, now I have a problem with my limbs. So I was declared a person living with disabilities. That was in 2019, I think. So kuna mwingine atakuja anashinda, okay, most of us tukiketi lazima tusaidiane kuamka. Now now imagine a group of 50 people na nyinyi wote hamwezi kuinuka. So but we have friends who have come together with us and we are always having it together. So that's the first group. The second group is a Lupus and Autoimmune Foundation, also in Kenya, doing the same work. And then there's Thrive. So Thrive mainly is a group where we try to use diet to help us in a way, but also like it's a platform where we like encourage each other. So all these groups are also on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.
Just one search away.
Yeah, if you could search and get the stories there.
Okay, V, I'm being informed by my directors and we are running short
of time. Yeah, I know.
I wish you could continue. So maybe before we just finish, I know there are things that I don't even know. I cannot even ask. So is there anything else that you just want to put it out there that what we are doing about these conditions and living with these kinds of stuff?
So, you know, I started being sick when I was 21. So basically, let's say I've never lived my 20s, and this is the last year I'm doing the 20s, and I'm like, when I turn 30, I want like a very nice birthday, but I don't know how I'll do it. So yeah, apa katikati I have been at some point I think I felt like I wanted to be a mother, I wanted to be a wife, but now there's a challenge in dating, because as again I imagine now you have to go and introduce yourself now. Like it's now I'm starting to tell you, John, you know, yes, I like you, but I'm sick, like this, like that. It's not everyone who's strong enough to like love a person like me. They'll feel like you're a burden, and they'll think you're too expensive. They will judge you by your diseases and disabilities rather than learning and appreciating who you are. So it's not like we have the same things. How about a question is just like, I'm always like, how about you get married to me while I'm healthy and then I become sick later? So most of the time, most of us have challenges actually dating or getting married. Some people have been divorced mainly because they're sick. But actually, yes, I know I've told you kuna siku unaamka na unasikia vibaya. I know it will create a lot of challenges in the family, but most of the time I'm always thinking, you have to just understand that it is there, and we do, most of us do not even wish to have that disease, because honestly, sometimes I'm more like, if I was told to choose between having lupus and being healthy, I'd have chosen being healthy. But at the same time, I'm always like, if I remained healthy, if I was that like had finished school at 21, that means by now I should have been somewhere, someplace doing something. But I knew that if I was healthy as at from 21, singekon me perceived, my story would have been really different, because mostly I was a go-getter. So I also had a job lined up after campus, so which did not go as it was planned. So I had to like quit school and all that. So these are people who, yes, they may be challenged, they may have different capabilities as compared with an healthy person, but we are capable of loving, we are capable of being mothers and wives and everything, and husbands, because we have men also who have lupus. So these people just need loving, just like you do need loving, and it doesn't take a lot to understand someone. What I know is kindness and care goes a long way. And I also always tell someone, if you come to me today with pure intention, kindness and care, I will choose you over someone who loves me without respect and good intention.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's very clear to me that you have made up questions of every possibility that can come out of your situation, and you already have the answers. You're already comfortable with whatever will come your way.
Yeah.
And I think that's always the right way to approach life, to approach anything. Come up with possibilities. You might not cover everything, but utakapokuwa range kubwa sana, so that whatever angle that problems might come at you, situations might come, you're already prepared and you're already comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And also, maybe if you, before we just end, I'd just like to encourage us that kuna wasi nasema, I think it in the book of Romans, everything usually works out for the good of those who love me. So any other time when you're gonna shida, just ask yourself, do I love God? I love God, everything is gonna work out for
me. Yeah.
And I think here it's very encouraging to hear from you. It's very challenging. It's all of those things summed up together. It's been nice talking to
you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And we'll be very glad to have you again, episode 2. Because clearly, we watched.
Episode 2, make sure you put an handkerchief. Like, it's now I'm starting to tell you, John, you know, yes, I like you, but I'm sick, like this, like that. It's not everyone who's strong enough to, like, love a person like me. They'll feel like you're a burden, and they'll think you're too expensive. They will judge you by your diseases and disabilities rather than learning and appreciating who you are. So it's not like we have the same things. How about a question is just like, I'm always like, how about you get married to me while I'm healthy, and then I become sick later? So most of the time, most of us have challenges actually dating or getting married. Some people have been divorced mainly because they're sick. But actually, yes, I know we often have, I've told you, kuna siku naamka na unasikia vibaya. I know it will create a lot of challenges in the family, but most of the time I'm always thinking, you have to just understand that it is there, and we do, most of us do not even wish to have that disease, because honestly, sometimes I'm more like, if I was told to choose between having lupus and being healthy, I'd have chosen being healthy. But at the same time, I'm always like, if I remained healthy, if I was that like had finished school at 21, that means by now I should have been somewhere, someplace doing something. But I knew that if I was healthy as at from 21, singekon me perceived, my story would have been really different, because mostly I was a go-getter. So I also had a job lined up after campus, so which did not go as it was planned. So I had to like quit school and all that. So these are people who, yes, they may be challenged. They may have different capabilities as compared with an healthy person. But we are capable of loving. We are capable of being mothers and wives and everything, and husbands, because we have men also who have lupus. So these people just need loving, just like you do need loving. And it doesn't take a lot to understand someone. What I know is, kindness and care goes a long way. And I also always tell someone, if you come to me today with pure intention, kindness and care, I will choose you over someone who loves me without respect and good intention.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's very clear to me that you have made up questions of every possibility that can come out of your situation, and you already have the answers. You're already comfortable with whatever will come your way.
Yeah.
And I think that's always the right way to approach life, to approach anything. Come up with possibilities. You might not cover everything, but utakapokuwa range kubwa sana, so that whatever angle that problems might come at you, situations might come, you're already prepared and you're already comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And also, maybe if you, before we just end, I'd just like to encourage us that kuna wasi nasema, I think it in the book of Romans, everything usually works out for the good of those who love me. So any other time when you're gonna shida, just ask yourself, do I love God? I love God, everything is gonna work out for
me. Yeah.
And I think here it's very encouraging to hear from you. It's very challenging. It's all of those things summed up together. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And we'll be very glad to have you again, episode 2. Attend, because clearly we watch
Kibu Sabuza to me.
Okay, you could have your episode 2. Make sure you will put an handkerchief.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate you for being here. And so before we close, because we were having tackled all these things, we were in your icon, because you can be able to advise someone maybe on a struggle with the same things that you're struggling with. Amata is not struggling with the things that you're struggling with. You can be able to advise. So itakuwa poa kama watu wanaweza reach out to you. So if you can unaweza tuambia how we can reach out to you, maybe your IG or your Facebook, your social media, so that watu wakufikie.
So my, what is that from? My Facebook page, I'm called Kipsangok Chebet. My Instagram is the Black Warrior Queen. TikTok is Kipsangok, I think. But my TikTok is not that active. So anytime you come onto my platforms, Instagram, I'm a Facebook, kindly just introduce yourself and tell me why you need to talk to me. It will be very good if you left your number there, because I'll definitely call you or text you, and we can have a chat and see how to help each other. Because I always believe that if I hold your hand today and you hold someone else's hand, and that someone else is hold another person, I think we'd go a very, very long way. So yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's how society is built. Mm-hmm. Help someone, it helps another one. Even though my
even the shafa kuishi.
So we are very glad to have you next time to keep it up with you. To answer some we maybe 2 hours to talk about everything you can be. But we are very glad to have you, and we are also very glad to have you, our audience, listening to us. I've been your guest, Papela John. So next week we are going to start from where we began our podcast. We'll be doing episode 2 of every topic. And nakumbuka the first one was living as Christian youths. So make sure to catch us this Thursday and every other Thursday here at Agape Restoration Center. Thank you, Mungu awabariki sana. See you next week.
Bye. See you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. It's another new week, and I want to say asante sana for always tuning in to the Christian Army podcast, whereby we are youths talking about Christ, for Christ, and by Christ. I am your host, Kipsongok Chebet, and our church is New Testament Church of God, Kawangware. Karibuni sana for a part 2 of how to live a Christian life as a youth. I know it, like you are asking yourself, what is happening, what is new? First, you asked and we listened. We have visitors who are not youth from Agape Restoration Center. They're from another church. And we're very glad that you're here alongside our fellow youth from Agape Restoration Center. And I would like to tell my guest, Karibuni Sana, you all look fabulous Sana. So I would love for all of you to introduce yourselves.
Hello, hope you're doing well. I'm called James Mugeni, and I'm so great to be here. I believe that we are going to have a wonderful time as we discuss and know what we're supposed to do as Christians. God bless you.
Yeah, hope everyone is doing good. Yeah, I'm called Daniel Bwire. I've ever been in this podcast, and I'm very glad that today I'm also being featured in this podcast of today. Yes, let's hope for the best, actually.
Hello, hi everyone, I'm Valentine Kerubo. It's a pleasure joining. This is my first time and I'm excited to be here. Stay tuned.
Yeah, my name is John Papela, and this I've been here a couple of times, and as always I'm very glad to be back, and we hope this is going to be interesting like the rest. Thank you.
Wow, I know there's some voices that you're getting to hear for another time, and I know you have mastered those voices, and oh my God, I love them as my guests. I know it's gonna be, I would want to listen much more of your experiences rather than I read in a book, nilipata quote. So today we are going to deal more on your own experiences as a Christian youth, so that another person is able to relate to whatever we are going to talk about. So my first question is, what inspired you to start living a Christian life? And how has it impacted your life as at now?
you can allow me actually, because it's a podcast and we are all Kenyans, tunaweza piga kitu pia tukipiga Kiswahili na English, ndio?
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like for me it has really impacted on my Christianity part, like to understand more in a positive way, because I've been okay, I cannot lie, I've ever been in a relationship, but in a Christian way. This is the person whom I dated before, she was into Christianity. She was a good Christian. So it really impacted on my Christianity, building a lot Christianity way, too much Christianity in me. Yeah, linisaidia sana. And we grew up understanding the word of God. Sometimes we could even have a devotion, maze.
Legit.
So sometimes ilikuwa tu mazee tunaingia kwa mambo na God, tunakuwa na devotion, tunasoma Biblia. Ikifika pia one time ile unataka kuambia mtu what she wants to feel, you even tell her what she wants to feel, you know, because human beings are into feelings and you want to please their feelings, huh? So that's why it was there. So we were in a good relationship. Tukiendelea, yeah. And natukiendelea.
Nobody mnaendelea. That's why I want to.
Wee, ngoja, natukiendelea.
Okay, we'll get back to you. Valentine, how has it been like?
Well, I could say it has been a good journey. I've been raised in a Christian family. And I think I've lived looking up to everyone in my family, their way of life. The best thing I could say they left for me is showing me the way to go in a Christian manner. Yeah, and so far, it has not been a good journey. Fallbacks. But yeah, it's been a wonderful way, a wonderful journey living in Christ. Letting Him impact in what I do in daily basis. Yes.
That's awesome. James, what inspired you? Let me just start from there.
Yes, what inspired me to start living a Christian life as a youth? I have been brought up in a Christian family, but you know, salvation is a personal decision you have to make on your own. Not very far that I became a born again Christian. That's around 2015 after I had done my KCP. Yeah. So, but that time I didn't took it serious because there was something I was looking for. Every time I wanted to be received, to be a full church member. Yeah, according to our doctrine, you have to go to go through a class, and so I had to be born again. Na pia, for you to be baptized or to be immersed in water, you have to be born again. And now I had to be born again. That's the time when I received Christ to be my personal savior. And as I have said before, that I never took it serious, but as the years has been going by, nilikuja ku realize kwamba now, since I got born again, I need to be serious with my God. I need to build up my relationship with God. As the Bible tells me in the book of James, that draw near to God and He will draw near to you. So I wanted to draw near to God so that He can draw near to me. Despite that, challenges has been there, ups and downs have been there, but God has been faithful, because I'm in promise ya kwamba He will never leave me. And that's what I've been trusting upon. And indeed, ajaini wacha. Licha kuwa inafika mahali, as a normal human being, kuna mahali, we call them the feelings of body. Zina come, zinafanya sometimes you want to get into relationship or other things. Na hiyo hali unaona that your relationship with God inaanza ku deteriorate. But nashukuru God, because He is a merciful God, and God is ready to forgive them who confess their sins. Na hata David anatuambia ya kwamba, blessed is the one whose sins or transgressions are covered. So wakati nilize anytime na jua kwamba nimekosea Mungu, na I go back and tell God, indeed, God, I just be sincere to God that I have done this and I need your I need your forgiveness. Na pia ananisame. Na pia nakwambia kwamba there's a story in the Bible where the Pharisees and the scribes brought a certain woman who was caught in adultery, and the Bible said that they caught him in a very act, and they were about to stone him, and but they took her to Jesus, and Jesus at that time could react. Akawambia, if we have never sinned, be the first person to
cast the stone.
And watu waliposikia wakachomoka, but when Jesus hiyo time Jesus alikuwa anaandika chini, we don't know what he was writing, but the Bible said he just alinama, then he wrote something on the ground. Alipoinuka Jesus told the woman that kwamba your sins have been forgiven, go and do not repeat. So every time napoomba Mungu anisaidie katika maisha yangu ya wokovu as a youth, namwambia kwamba let help me and give me the grace that I may not repeat. And indeed God has been so faithful to me, and whenever I have been asking, he has been there for me, he has been helping me. Na and licha na mtu unaweza kuwa tempted to repeat the same sin, but namwambia God, ni help so that I may not sin against you. Let me hide your word in my heart.
So this far, at least I see you have learned quite a lot. John, what's your experience? Oh, let me start from what inspired you first.
Okay, what inspired me to start living? Let me first address the fact that I was born in a Christian family. My dad is a pastor.
Oh.
So I would say I was born a Christian. Yani, like most of us have said, tulizaliwa tukiwa tu wa Kristo. Yani, ulikuwa tu na flow.
Custom.
Hapo ndani, yeah. So I was, hiyo unaona hiyo maombi ya kuokoka. Niliombewa kama mara tatu ama mara nne. But I think nikiwa class 6, nikaokoka, class 7, nikaokoka, nikiwa class 8, nikaombewa mara ya kwanza. Basa mara ya mwisho nikamua nikuwe serious niokoke. And then sasa, of course hiyo nilikuwa bado mdogo, sikuwa naelewa. And we were talking with someone yesterday and tulikuwa tunaongea, tukisema foundation inakuanga very important. So the kitu muhimu enye wazazi wangu walinifanyia ni kuniwekea foundation ya hiyo Christ na church. So ilifika two time. Wanze nikaona venye naishi na venye foundation yangu imekuwa built haziendani. So that was around nikiwa high school. So hapo ndo niliamua kuwa serious because niliona I have to live for Christ. So hiyo ndo iliniinspire kuwa serious about living as a Christian. And so far it's been a great journey. Ups and downs ziko ndio, but the good thing is you always find a way out. You always find an answer kwa Bible. You always find an answer talking to people in your greater than you. And I'll just say the journey has been great experiences, because easy ups and downs, it's what makes life interesting, because life yako ikiwa tu nywe itabo. So it's been great so far.
All right. I know now we live in a world where there is a lot of temptations. Sisi ni vijana, and most of the times kuna temptations like through technology, kuna temptation, your physical temptations, kuna ka relationships, kuna there's a lot that goes on as a youth. So what are some of the challenges that you've gone through, and how have you handled them so far?
There are many challenges that we go through. And
I would just like love like a personal one that you've gone through.
Kuna mwenye shafikiria ama ni sema
like ebu ngoja unaisema tu, lakini au expound.
Mimi nataka uniambie challenge yenye umepitia and how you handled that challenge.
In terms of relationships, you know?
Anything, inaweza kuwa ni technology, inaweza kuwa ni relationship.
Eh, hey, jamaa anaweza jua.
Okay, let me try to say a challenge that I have. There's a time that mostly we youths, we are affected with the relationships.
No, I don't want you to say mostly as you. Sema tu mimi kama
kwa personal bana.
I'm coming there.
Sema tu me.
I'm laying the foundation. The foundation, you know, very very important. So, to me individually or personally, there's a time I was in a relationship, and actually,
this was because of peer pressure. You have a friend of yours. Now, na kwamba, he's in a good relationship. And now you also admire to have somebody. Mm-hmm. And that thing, you can sukuma na peer because you want to know if you are able to speak or to measure missiles.
Kutuma laini.
Nada unda confirm kama
napenda venye unazita missiles.
Nataka kupindua serikali.
So nika kwa relationship but the worst thing in that relationship that lady was not born again. And na hiyo time relationship yangu na Mungu unaona inakuwa mbali ni kama bingu na dunia ama na inchi zimetengana. Wewe ndio unaona unaendaga church. Nenaga church kama kawaida because usipoenda utajibu mashtaka. So I heard going to church is a must. Na huko lakini unaenda church unakumbuka kwamba yesterday I was the lady we were talking some other things which are not godly.
Mm-hmm.
So now that one really affected my relationship with God. And by the time when I came to realize that the life that I'm living is not pleasing God, I had to change the way. I decided now, let me find something that can cause this relationship to be broken. Na indeed, it can happen. Shukuru Mungu, it can happen, it can break. So wakati hiyo challenge, nikamrudia Mungu, kamwambia the same when I was going for prayers. Nalia na kumbuka Mungu how I used to act, how I used to be to behave. Juu hata mtu unaniona tu hapa silent lakini sasa hiyo time
vile ulikuwa unarusha mistari. Nakwambia naona Mungu bwana nilitupa mistari na sasa iko inafaa.
Aba naanza kulia nilikuwa kitu mbaya yani kama umepotea tu kabisa. Lakini nashukuru Mungu kurudia nika make that decision ya kurudi kwa Mungu kama God.
Uh-huh.
Na unataka kuoku pamoja na wewe na haikuwa rahisi because una time una feel I need to be there again lakini unaambia God nipe neema hapa nipe neema nisirudi huko.
Uh-huh.
So na kusoma neno how I came up with the solution and overcome it through prayers and fasting because the Bible says through prayer and fasting you are able to kill your flesh and you uplift your spirit.
Uh-huh.
So when I came to know that, I got into prayer and fasting. At least in a week, I could fast once or twice. Mm-hmm. So that I want to make sure that my flesh is dead and my spirit is uplifted. Now that one helped me. And also reading the Bible and singing. And anytime ningeona hizo vile na shuka ama yengine nikuja kwa mind, then naanza tu kuimba. Naimba. Yeah, that's how I used to do.
Hasa watu hapa wa intermittent fasting tunashangaa tunakin pleasure tunataka to reduce stamina. Valentine, how's it? What is your challenge? Si lazima ikuwe relationship kuna chakale ka challenge tu bwana.
Naona tu kila mtu akona relationship issues.
Ama shida sana huko.
Live your life asa.
And the youth
as a youth bwana. Hii ni sasa ndio hiyo sasa. Hizo ndio zina fall up ndani.
Okay, for me challenge inaweza kuwa I think I got to a situation or a circle that I will ask myself where is God. And this comes from a personal experience. I have a problem with my leg. I limp when it's cold. And it was something that was discovered when I was a bit older. And ayezi rekebisha. Yeah. So when you go out and talk to people, I remember there's this one point I had, I'm a fashion designer. I had gone to Nairobi Textile. I had to do buttons and everything. So this lady, I had a talk from my back and she was like, oh no, ule kilema. And she can do work so well. What about you? And I felt so bad. I just told her, give me my clothes, let me just go.
Yeah.
You get
it? Yeah, I know how it feels mtu akikuita kilema because I also have a disability.
Yeah.
And ukiitwa kilema ina feel. Okay, mimi mwenye kujita kilema, it's okay. Mm. But mtu mwingine akikuita, it feels
Yeah, it feels bad, demeaning. Especially when you're trying to avoid, your mindset has drifted from that sector of people calling you, that you're trying to focus and probably achieve your dreams one way or the other. So when someone hits you with that, it really affects
I'm so sorry about
so
that.
I told her, you just give me my clothes, let me just go. And she was, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. And I was like, okay, it's okay. I don't have a problem with you, but you didn't have to say it loud.
And
you don't have to compare me with her.
Uh-huh.
You get.
Yeah.
So I think that is one of the challenges that I've gotten. I've gotten to ask, at times I sit in my room and I ask God, why did you have to make this situation happen, because yeah. It's a challenge. People get to see you out there and they'll talk behind your back, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know, it feels bad. At times even people discriminate you and it's not
and
really
the stigma.
Good. Yeah. So at times I ask myself, where is God? You get to cry in your room and you ask God, why did this have to happen? So I think that is one of the challenges that I've encountered as a Christian. At times you even get to a point where you like, God, I don't know what is your plan, but then at times I don't feel like I need you. I want to handle things my way. You get?
Yeah.
And at some point, your way won't work. It won't.
Then you have to go back.
At one point, you'll go back to his ways.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Mm. So that is a challenge.
Ah, okay. John?
It's hard, so hard to speak of anything after ameshaongea, but I think watu wanasumbuliwa sana na mapenzi, so me, I won't talk about that, but challenge yangu yenye nilikuwa nayo, kuna time like mine, it was more of peer pressure and ilikuwa juu ya ku make do, because I remember I was in uni, alafu watu nilikuwa nao wako fiti ya wako mbaya. But sasa mi sina do. Mi sina pesa. So alafu the good thing with them, unasemanga mwache kuambia tu ni God. Ah, kwa wananiambia ni God. Walikuwa wananiambia ni hivi na hivi na hivi na hivi.
Mm.
So it reached a point enye I was dealing deals.
Supplier mwenye.
I was dealing deals. And so ilikuwa inafika point enye. Naona kwenye naenda. Ni place nye sita toka. Ndiyo. Hiyo time nilikuwa na kitu. Sikuwa mbaya, nilikuwa fiti. Basa inafika point enye nilikuwa najiuliza. Mimi place, like I said, foundation. Foundation enye nili grow up nayo. Manze, ata kwetu wakijua hizi ni mitu nafanya. Hata furai, they won't be proud of me. Na, and the way wanaongeangu kuinje wakisikia kijana yetu wako shule na somo. And so it was very challenging. Niamue ni sote. Na nikuwe mtu wa church ama niendele ku deals. So and I decided after kujita mkutano moja mrefu sana, I decided kani kusota, wacha nisote, and nikaamua nikaachana na hizo ku deals. So mimi nilikuwa tu mtu moja, nimetulia, sina pesa, sina kitu. Marafiki zangu hata sawa wanashangaa, we manzie tumekuonyesha ni hivi na utaki. Wewe sasa utashinda hapo. So hautaki kusaidika. Mimi nikabaki hapo, sitaki kusaidika. Niliendelea hivyo for a very long time na nilikuwa nashangaa, kwani ni hivi tu kutakuwa? Until of course Mungu anakujanga, anajionyesha in very very ways yenye hujai expect kabisa, cause design yenye Mungu nilikutana na provision ya Mungu. It's just very siwezi explain, cause siwezi ningekaa chini nianze ku plan out. Singewahi fikiria ati Mungu anaweza kutana na mimi ni provide, and all this time sijakuwa nikideal hizo deals, but nimekuwa niko na pesa ya kukula, niko na pesa ya kufanya 1, 2, 3, sina shida, niko sawa, and it's been fine.
That's awesome. Now
would like to add a point. Amongst these challenges zote tumeongelelea, I think one major point we could say is kila mtu challenges enye ameface, one or the other, their circle of friends changed.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you know, as the more you grow is the more like you'll have lesser friends. Actually you okay, niyo ni kubreka, itaitwa kubreka.
Like, sometimes you know, it doesn't mean lesser, but
yeah, like, you don't even cut them off. Communication inaanza
kuzima.
Like, time ukana na mtu, and then you're like, when was the last time I talked to you? Unarudi kwa hiyo simu hata kujaribu kutafuta. It does not happen.
It's been a while.
But, been a while.
You know, even losing them, it's good if you know you see that not leading in a way that it pleases God and even people around you, especially your family.
Mm-hmm.
Juma andiko inatuambia kwamba ukiona mkono wako huu unaweza kupeleka kwa, katika moto ama.
Kata.
Kata utoe uende ni heri uende miguu na mkono mmoja.
Hey, lakini ukata.
Maana ufike miguu utakuwa umepewa mwili mpya. Yeah. Okay, because we're still talking about the issue of friends. So how do you handle your social life and be able to balance it with the Christian life and not fall back into temptation? So you have your social life, you have your Christian life, you have to match them and usianguke tena kwa temptations.
I think the thing that comes to my mind is discipline. Like you have to really discipline yourself. Ujue kwamba there are some boundaries I cannot cross. Now stay true to that word, because sometimes unajiambianga sitaenda place fulani because hizo ni boundaries zangu, najua where it will lead me. But sasa juu ya rafiki yako mmoja mwenye unapenda sana akikwambia twende, unasema ah, ni leo tu, hiyo sasa usha cross boundary, because sasa next time kuenda itakuwa ngumu, itakuwa rahisi sana because last time ulienda. So kitu ya kwanza ni ukisha establish boundaries zako, make sure you don't cross them at whatever cost. Na ikifika point yenye ume cross because you are human, make sure unajidiscipline. Utafuta discipline yenye itakuumiza mwenyewe. So that ukuwa unajua hii ni boundary yenye siwezi cross, so that your social life should not interfere with your spiritual life kabisa kabisa. And immerse, manze, napenda kuongelea Bible, immerse kwa neno la Mungu. Because kila kitu social, economic, every other aspect of life is well catered for in the Bible.
Yeah, and I love the fact that we have started the Bible study for our youth in church. I know that helps us to grow. Yes.
Exactly.
So yeah, Valentine, if you could join, we have them on Thursday at nine. So Dan, how do you balance your social life and your Christian life? Since I think you are the youngest here.
Hey, sawa, lakini iko useme hivyo.
Lazima tuseme.
So actually, yeah, it's like that. See, I'm the youngest, but I'm sure these people who are listening to this podcast, some of them are younger than me.
No, like on the podcast. On the
so
podcast.
In this circle, let me kind of, okay, I have this issue whereby, you know, where the kind of industry that I work with, it really suits with the kind of question that you're asking. It's full of challenges and it's full of, like, if you understand yourself better, you will maneuver positively in that industry. But if you don't understand it yourself, the same way Jonah said, that if you don't have discipline for yourself or for the kind of work that you're working, then you'll get lost. Like me, okay, my industry is all about entertainment. Every weekend I'm outside having entertainment or working on such a thing. So when I get outside there, in my mind I always tell myself I'm going to work. I'm not going to entertain myself. Yes, it's all about entertainment. I'll have somebody like Job. The kind of music he's doing is not, it's not into a like church background, yeah. So it's what it's called
secular
music. So I'll go in that event with an intention of I'm going to work. Or if I'm not given that work on that weekend, I'll not participate in just going to have fun. I'll go with an intention of I'm going to gain something, you know. Like my mind, because I'm young, I have a target of, let's say if I reach a certain age, I want to have this kind of skill. So if I go in that kind of event, I'll go with the perspective of I'm going to do something. But if you find that person who isn't disciplined in his or her life, yana kwa ngatule msee mazi, wacha tushe tupige show, wacha tushe tujibambe. Na ni msee, actually this thing, it mostly affects those people who goes to church. Utapata huku nje, those are the main people wenye wamepanda, wameenda mbele ya stage. Msani ndo ya kaapa, juwe ya kaapa.
Na napiga nduru.
Ndo anapiga nduru kabisa. Unaget?
Yeah.
So, like, they haven't set their discipline, like, they haven't known themselves better.
Yeah, they don't have boundaries.
Yeah, they don't have boundaries on some things. So mostly, you know, I'm in a gig when I go there, I always go as a sound engineer. So niko na monster yangu hapo, niko kwa mix console yangu, nimekaa hapo na chill, napiga show na maliza. You get it? So like I've already set my discipline. This is what I'm supposed to do in a gig.
for me, I always call it a gig. People call it concert, or others will call it event. But when I am outside there, let's say in that kind of a gig or a concert, I'm doing what has taken me there. You get it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be misled by people. Because wase wanakujanga pale, wase ufanya vitu crazy. Ukiona zile like the stage zikimulika hivi kwa hewa, na kwambia moshi unezaona kwa hiyo ground. So mimi na kwanga nimejiset, nimejua tu pale sizifanye hivi, sizifanye hivi. So I have discipline. I've already set discipline on my side. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's about me.
Valentine. Okay, I'll just be coming back to you because you're a lady and you know, I kind of like, we got to have each other. So how do you balance your social life and your whatever, and your Christian life?
Okay, I think they have said it all.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline is number one. Just discipline and make time. Make time to, for a Bible study, just have time every time. Sit in the evenings. When you're at work, you can sit at your work chair and you don't have to close your eyes, but you're praying inwardly.
Yeah,
so discipline, number one, priorities, Bible studies. I think that is
all. I think I don't have that much of a social life. I think I love going solo. Like, I go to a restaurant, niko peke yangu.
How do you enjoy?
No, that is one of the challenges.
How will you enjoy? Unamaliza, unalipa, unaenda home.
No, I go. In fact, I go. I stay. Ata kwa hotel, njita kieti.
Unaekewa KBC.
Apa? I don't know how I do it, but I find it like, you know, when you're doing it solo, like, there's no temptations. You don't have to think about another person. It's just you, and then that is the time you get to reflect upon the goodness of God. And I also have this thing, okay, just because of the cold and loopers and everything, so I have an aversion to the call, and maybe sometimes the time can ask every buyer, and we had a date. My friend, I'll call and cancel on you without feeling guilty, because I think I have found that I have accepted that I don't have to like to please you.
Yeah.
If you really understand me, despite that, okay, see, lazima ni kwem Christo. Let's now just talk about being on a social life. If you really understand me and you're my friend, if I cancel on you, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's true.
You just have to understand that maybe I'm going through a hard time, and you just give me time, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah, just before we proceed, just they have talked about discipline, and also understanding yourself is very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Such that when you go or when you get to interact with different people, actually, for example, if I work in somewhere, I'm very sure that in that environment, si watu wameokoka. Even hata kama nenda church, but people are different. So, kwa pale, you have to understand, and as my brothers and have said, that set that those boundaries that you don't cross them. Na pia there's a time Jesus poleni sana napenda kutumia Bible sababu because my reference book
iko sawa. It's okay, it's allowed.
It's my reference book. Kuna time nakumbuka Yesu wakati mwanamke ule mwenye alikuja na a very expensive bottle of oil
alabaster.
Akakuja kwa nini? Yesu alikuwa ameenda kwa nyumba ya Mfarisayo, ndio? The disciples and the Pharisees walikuwa wana mama, they were murmuring na complain why Jesus, if Jesus could know the person then ange kumukubali. Lakini Yesu aliwajibu aje kwamba I came for the lost, for the poor. Kama ingekuwa anakuja the right ones or the good ones, then haikuwa na essence yake ya kukuja. Now the same it happened when he met Zacchaeus on that tree, and he went with Zacchaeus in his house. Akamwambia wokovu umekuja kwa nyumba yako. So pale wakati hizo social life kubalance, wakati unakuwa pale in your working place, you have to let your people, co-workers, know that you are such a kind of person. If you are born again, waambia kwamba I'm born again and these things I cannot do. Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And even through that, you may get a chance to share the gospel with them. Yeah, that's what I can say.
Yeah, I think there's also that aspect of accepting, letting people know that you're a Christian. And Mr. Kikudanganya, nikiwa campus, I used to be ashamed to say, naendanga church.
Yeah. True.
So I think by then I had not seen the worth of being a Christian. But squeezy mini convenient or convenient nimeokoka na Sunday in the church. Don't give me plans. You know, that's I think that's one thing that we as youths face a lot. A lot of us fear to introduce themselves or fear to just like say they are Christians.
Yeah, sure.
And it's funny enough, because when you make a cost, I saw you don't drink alcohol in public because it's Ramadan. They have that discipline, you know. There's that for them, the customs that they follow, and that's what I think I love about Islam. You go to a msikiti and you find that they have food. They provide for the orphans and for the widows. You see, so I think that's the difference. That, and we have to start embracing ourselves as Christian. Mkristo, by the way, anaweza kosa kukukaribisha kwake ulale, lakini Muislamu, when you Muislamu, atakukaribisha. So I think we have to start accepting ourselves and loving ourselves that much. So what are some of the misconceptions about Christianity that you've encountered as a young person, and how do you address them?
You know, the biggest misconceptions that hata niko sure at some point si wote tulishaikuwa nayo. We thought Christian life is very boring. Yani wewe unamkanga tu asubuhi unaomba.
Unasoma
mchana, unasoma Bible. Nivo, you can't hang out with friends. Amwezi enda mahali tu joint flani muenjoy. Hiyo ni very big misconception. Na hata Christians wengine pia wako nayo, like they have this prejudice against watu wenye wana have fun. You can have fun in a godly way with people who are like-minded. Mnaweza enda out, mchill, mhang out. As long as you don't cross that boundary yenye usa umeingia kwa sin, you are having a holy fun. Kuna kitu ka holy fun.
Yeah, holy fun.
Kuna have a holy fun. Kuna hiking nini. Siya ti mkiwa Christians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Siya ti tunakuwaga tu tumejifungia mahali. Atuwezi enda. Wezi nyambia atuwezi enda tu mahali. Tuka after Airbnb. Tukaeka mziki yetu. Tukaimba na nguvu kwa nani. Tukipiga nduru kaa se wengine. Cause tunasifu Mungu. The difference is that sisi tunaimba wimbo zinye. Ndiyo tunapenda, but we are praising God. Atutanza kuimba o sijui nataka kulewa ama kitu kama hiyo. Those outrageous stuff. As in, we just have fun. Lakini
naenda dunda ikifika saa 6 saa 7 hivi saa nyo pombe imeshika anaanza kuniweka uninyunyiz.
Ah, sasa hiyo nayo.
Hiyo ni fun. Hiyo ni hao.
Hiyo nayo hapa.
That is why I'm telling you.
Ama
we have to accept ourselves. Like those people I accept, you know, like ukitaka kujua mtu a true person, the person who tells the truth, ni mulevi.
Because their mind is nini.
Yes, atakwambia ukweli, but is that acceptance kifika? Imefika sasa imeshika vizuri anakumbuka there was Jesus. But yeah. we could have holy fun, as you've said.
And I usually feel this is just an aside. Watu wazuri sana wakubiria uko wa levi. Cause I feel like mlevi huwa anakaa chini anafikirianga life yake. Yani
anakuona
ina flash na iko maisha yake. Ukimpata kaa kwa mlevi uanze kumwambia unajua kuna mtu kaa Yesu. Ata kuesikiza kabisa kwambe enyewe.
Some point wanaweza kupea hata like they can read like a whole Genesis from the beginning hadi mwisho wake. Like wait, mimi mlevi bado?
But true.
But I think, you know, ukipata walevi wengi they are going through something. It's not their wish kulewa. Kuna wale wenye kuna wale wazee kabisa unaonanga huyo amepitia kabisa. And they just need to release it, I think. And that's their way of curing depression.
So what John was talking about, I would like to add, in a real life situation, like there's this preacher.
Fake life.
So a good example. Okay, let me use a good example of somebody that all of us we know. There's this preacher who madam anaitwangaje, Reverend Lucy Natasha. Natasha Juzi was going through my phone, social media, and I found a blogger was asking her question, why do you love making, like putting on, is this nitwangaje, makeups, yani being very beautiful, maze, unavutia umini, hey, unaka very beautiful, and she was saying, like, that is a life she chose as a servant of the Lord, you get it, like, she didn't want to leave. Like, you know, some pastors or some other kind of Christians would be like, doing makeup is not godly.
Yeah,
putting on this kind of clothes is not godly. She was trying to make it like being open. Like for her, what she was saying, like what I believe in is prayers and beauty. She will make herself beautiful to be like
well known, okay, ajulikane akwe like ina unaonangele ukiwa clean and ukwe beautiful unaweza simama mbele ya watu, you'll have that courage, you get it. Now she was talking and defending herself in that manner, like yeye ako tu sawa akiwa hivyo, akiwa na makeup iko tu sawa kwake, wacha watu waongee and everything, like wacha waseme vitu wanadai kusema. So for me I felt like it's okay, this thing is really okay, we are not supposed to go like to scorn any intention ya like Mkristo hafai afanye hivi. Mkristo, okay, a Christian afaya, like a good example of this Natasha, ati afaya afaya weke makeup, afaya kuwe very beautiful, afaya vae hivi. You be free with everyone, be free with this life, like understand what is right,
yeah,
but do according to how you feel it's right, you get it. So I think with me, I'll concur with what Jonah said. It really makes sense for us as Christians. It really makes sense in this kind of world that we're living in. Tusikunele misconception ya, hey maze, atuwacha si tujiaiselele. Na kumkanga high school, wasenye ulikuwa naspenda, okay, I was partly in CU and partly in entertainment. I was an entertainment prefect and also a CU leader. Nikuwa nacheza keyboard sa zingine. So, unapata wale wasa wa CU, wanajipeleka fasting the whole week. Aezi ongea na mse mwingine ati umsa nenda ngaenta, ai huyo aezi koko, ai huyo siezi tembea na umse. You get it? Wanaanza kuja isolate na wase. Juu wanaona kama umse ni mchafu, yeye pia atakuwa mchafu. Wacha tu see shit, like I don't want people to have that mentality. Hiyo miti inakuja inaharibu wase akili sana. So we should live that free life. As Christians, we should live a free life and understand ourselves in an easy way, and it will help a lot.
I would like to add something on what he has said. On what he has pointed out, there's attitude and there's behavior, those two. I think majorly people get to see you from afar. The way you say you're a Christian, let's see how you practice it. Let's see your behavior. Let's see your attitude. You know, at some point, people might even trigger you.
Yeah.
They tell you something. Like, when I feel tempo imekuja juu, you even want to slap them, but you're like, no way, let me just leave it. So a test of behavior and a test of attitude is one of the misconceptions.
Yeah, and also to other on all that they have said, yeah, uko village, nasikia wanasema tu Wakristo ndio maskini. which is not true. Actually, God is the source of everything.
Yeah.
Even he says silver and gold belongs to him. When you go to book in the book of Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, you'll find that verse there. Now even as a Christian, you need to be rich. Let me say, need to be rich, because you know gospel. Somebody said gospel is free, but taking gospel outside is very expensive. And when you are not able to provide for it, you cannot take the gospel very far. Yeah, itakuwa tuna imani yanga tu kwa madhabahu penye unaendanga. Na pia, you know, when you are rich as a Christian, you unapata ile courage ya kupreach watu wengine. Mwambie kwamba I'm serving a living God. Na hata nikiwa Mkristo, he still provides. Na utaheshimiwa. Mtu atakudharau. Ile ukiwa ni kama tuseme ukiwa wakati ulikuwa high school, that can be a good example. Wewe Yesu umeokoka, wanajuanga watu wameokoka wanakuanga huko nyuma. If you want to find their names kwa list ya exam ikishatoka, unaanza na huko chini, ukipanda ndio utawapata. Nasema kwamba tuendi church, wanapatikananga huko juu. But when you are doing well as a Christian, you are performing well in school, kuna kaheshima kenye utapewa. That people will be ready to hear from you. That's why nikuja hapa mambo na mali vizuri, so that we can support the gospel, we can support the ministry. Because the Bible said that let us honor God with our wealth. So that means Christian they need to be wealthy also. Misconception ni watu wanakuwa na tu. Ukiwa Mkristo unakuwa tajiri, si hakuna ubaya na kuwa mtajiri, si dhambi.
Si dhambi.
Provided you have gotten it in the right way.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of things that go on. I think for me, the biggest misconception was like
like a guy and a girl are not supposed to mix. Like you're not supposed to interact.
Mix as in?
To interact.
Hey, how?
Sasa wakinipata mimi na wewe ni kitu ki interact, generally hiyo inakuwa relationship. You know?
Hey. Yeah, kuna kwa na vitu kama.
Yeah, there's that especially in the village. There's that. There's a lot. You've said about makeup. Someone was asking me why do you have to do makeup while going to church and look so nice? So I was like, you remember in the Bible in Exodus, well the Israelites wanted to come out of Egypt. They were told to go and ask for rings, necklaces.
Kwanza acha rings, nose rings.
Nose rings. Mnakuja mnatusumbua hapa ati ukiona demu amedunga mapo mnaanza kusema anakaa ng'ombe. Yeah, but that is the life we live in, you know. You find me well dressed and you're asking na ujaokoka. Like so inikiokoka nafa kukaa shosho.
Mazee,
you have to look
nice. And there was a pastor who said that when you become a Christian you have to look like a mama.
No.
And you come to church looking all shabby mpaka wanakuambia mama chukua hii kiti acha vijana wasimame. And say wewe you are under 20, you are under 25. So like you have to look good, dress well.
True.
Na wakasema wanaume mnakuja na blanketi kwa ndevu.
Blanketi tena?
You know, when you listen to these things, you find, actually, if you listen to most of the pastors, you find that there's a bit of wisdom that they use. So I think onto the last thing. Okay, it's not the last. I would have loved to continue, but time is really constricted. We have a very short time. So I know we have a lot that is going on as youth. So how do you find time to do your Bible study and prayers? And as we go about that, please tell us your favorite Bible verse. Let's keep it short.
James, you have a Bible already.
How do you find your time for Bible study and prayers? And what's your favorite Bible verse? Obviously, your favorite Bible verse, umeishi kasi si utoe kwa Biblia.
Okay. How I find time to do my Bible study or prayers, this thing, it starts first with discipline. And for example, personally, when I alternate, either kama sijafanya asubuhi, I'll do it in the evening before I sleep. And I make sure that from the verse I can read the whole chapter of in that book. Then I come up with one or two verses zenye tunasaidia kwa that the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Ama the following day nikiamkia. My favorite verse, I don't have a favorite the exact one.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a verse in the book of John first John chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible tells me that this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask according to His will, He hear us. Yeah, so that the confidence I have, that whenever I ask according to His will, He's going to hear us. And automatically, if he hears me, He's going to answer.
Yeah, that's nice. Dan?
For me personally, most of the time that I always have for my personal devotion or Bible study, that is when I wake up in the morning, I'll pray. That's my morning devotion, I'll pray. But in the evening, I'll have to go through a word. At least nijue one or three word concerning what God wants from us or from me. Then to come into this other question of my favorite book in the Bible. Nikona favorite kweli. Actually, I know verses. But for this case, I will go with the one which is in the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17, which says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. So like it always makes us to understand, like we have to love everyone or one another in lifetime, because like in a friend way, we should practice that love in that circle of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the verse which I always walk with every place that I visit.
Okay, how do I find time for my Bible studies? I normally pray. I might be at work. No one will notice, but I pray. In the evenings, I do pray before I sleep. Early in the mornings, read the Bible, pray. And that is at 3 a.m. It's a self-discipline.
Wow.
Every day.
Kusema ukweli nilishindwa kuamka saa 9.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. I don't know how I do it. There's no alarm.
But you wake up at 3 a.m.
But I'm up by 3 a.m.
Wow. Amen.
Makofi.
Bado sijafika hapo.
It was a challenge at the beginning. Mm. I used to put an alarm at the beginning, so I will make sure 3 a.m. nasikia alarm. You know, when you sleep with a mindset nafaa kuamka 3 a.m., you will wake up 3 a.m. But saizi nimezoea, it's a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then my favorite verse, 1 Corinthians 16, 14. Let all that you do be done in love. Mm-hmm. Spread love. Anything that you do, put in love to each and everyone. Thank you.
Hey. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Wow, wow. Ni mimi.
Yeah, ni wewe.
Ah, ni yule jirani, ni yule.
So, how do I find for time for Bible study? First of all, I really thank God because of the group that I'm with, Group A Church, because we've to make create time every Thursday. Nakoka Thursday or Tuesday?
Thursday.
Every Thursday at 9 to 10 watu nakuwa na Bible study. Na kaa kuna kitu yenye wewe inanitoa kwenye wewe na kuwa mbio ni hiyo. Huwa na make sure hata kama cause magari za kukuja nyumbani wao zinakuwa shida. I have to rush to town nipate gari nikuje mnifike mapema before 9 ifike so that ni attend your Bible study. And now sasa hiyo ni group, but sasa personally kitu yenye huwa nafanya kila siku nikiamka before, cause najua mimi ulala na simu ikiwa hapa chini. Sijui ni kwa nini. Sijui kwa nini mnakuanga hivyo, but simu yangu inakuanga karibu
sana. Chini ya pilo.
Chini ya pilo. Hata kama inacharge, inachajianga hapa. So, kitu yenye mimi hufanya ni the first thing I wake up, because najua kitu ya kwanza nitaguza after nimeomba ni simu. So, niko na Bible kwa simu, and every other time nikiwasha asubuhi itanikumbusha this is what you have to do. Hiyo ninakuanga kitu ya kwanza, have to read the Bible kila siku. Hata nikuwe nimechelewa aje. Either nitaisoma nikiwa natembea nikienda, but I have to make sure that nimesoma Bible. And niko na devotionals pia. I have to make sure that nimesoma devotionals, nimesoma Bible. Kuna yu verse moja, but you have to go through the whole chapter so you get the understanding of vitu wenye zina run. So that's what I do on a daily basis. Hakuna siku wana ruka. And the other question ilikuwa
favorite
verse. I have two verses that I really love. And one is, nothing can be able to separate me from the love of God. Now, I think nimeiongelea mara kadhaa. I really love that verse. And the other one is that all things work out for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. When I feel like mtu akiniuliza jibu, I mean swali yote nasikianga tu ni mjibu hiyo. Like kila kitu yenyewe anapitia through, when I feel like that's usually the answer. Napenda Mungu. Yeah, I love the Lord. Okay. So everything is working out for kila kitu yenyewe inakuja mbele just for my good, because mimi napenda Mungu and I believe I've been called for his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Mani endelee ku preach.
Amen.
Na kufungulia kanisa kesho.
I see we have growing pastors and bishops.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that you're all here. So for me, how do I find time? Okay, so sina kazi. So I'm always home. But I'll read in the evening and pray. And I realize that sometimes I don't even sina hiyo psych, cause like anitatafuta Bible nitaitoa wapi. So I made I'm putting up a Bible study basket where I have a Bible, a notebook and a pen, highlighters, and then I have jars. One is for prayer requests and another is something I'm grateful for, things like that. So it has really helped me, and I think I'm growing spiritually actually. And that's what my niece told me the other day. She was like, my niece is I think 12 or 13, and so she was like, by the way, you have grown. So I was like,
I'm always grown. And she's like, no, I envy how you've grown spiritually, because every day it's like you're doing something and God is really covering you in grace, and I would really wish to grow like you. And I was like, oh, okay, we could do this once in a week, maybe on a Saturday evening when you have time. And I was really happy that when in a grow, you know, because sometimes you don't feel it yourself. But okay, that has been like a very amazing session, and you guys are the best. Okay, you're always the best anyway. And Valentine, we'd love to have you back. You said you're a fashion designer, right? I think tunaweza contact yako mahali, because we want to see each other growing. James amesema we have to be rich in the right way, so I think we will circulate. In fact, Dan was looking for someone to make a kitenge.
Yeah,
so umesha pata. But
cheki si ati wende huko.
Ngojeni tuongee offset. Okay, this week I'm really grateful for everyone that has been here. I'm grateful for the conversation we have, and I'm really grateful to our audiences that listen to us, that tune in, and you can always go back and see whatever you've not seen on all our social media handles. So next week you're covering finances. Maneno ya pesa. Unajua kila mtu anapenda pesa. So next week you're covering money and our experiences with it. If you have any questions, kindly please, you can send them to the number below on our poster. We have the director's number and also my number that you can reach out to us. If also you want to be a guest on our podcast, please feel free to send us a message, and we shall get back to you and plan you on how you're gonna come here. So this has been our time at the Christian Army Podcast, whereby we are Christian youths talking about Christ for Christ and by Christ, and we come from New Testament Church of God, and we're grateful that you keep listening, you keep tuning in, continue tuning in this and every Thursday on our social media handles, that is Agape Restoration Center Kawangware. We're very grateful that you're listening and that you're following us and you've subscribed to all these handles. I have been your host, Kipsongok Chebet. Catch you next time. Bye bye. Namkwena baraka tele kwa hiwiki.